Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Our text from the Gospel reading, I'll read again the first verse and the last three. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father only. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. You may be seated. The theme of the readings today, the hymns, the liturgy, the changes up front, but especially the gospel reading, the theme of the day is be ready. Be ready. Advent cries out to us to be ready and prepared. But ready and prepared for what? In the Old Testament, the prophets often spoke of a coming day of the Lord, spoken of often with warning and ominous notes. The day of the Lord is coming. It will be a dark day and a dreadful day. Or as the prophet Zechariah says, there shall be a unique day, which is known to the Lord. Neither day nor night, but at evening time there shall be light. There is a special and unique day of the Lord that is coming. It is certain, it is determined, it has been set and established, but there is uncertainty about the time. We do not know when that day will come. Jesus in the Gospels, including in Matthew chapter 24, compares that day, and he speaks of that day not only as the coming of a day, but the coming of a person, of himself. He speaks of it like lightning, seen across the whole earth, flashing from one side to the other, coming suddenly and with great power. He speaks of that day like the coming of a thief, which is a very strange image. As I was reading this week, one pastor commented that what we need is for our Lord to come with the ski mask and the crowbar to take care of our sin. His coming is described as a flood that will wash away the evil and the wickedness of the world. And other images of a fig tree in leaf or of labor pains coming upon a woman, sudden and unexpected. And the problem being that concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. The day is coming, but we do not know when. The angels don't know when. The Son of God, our Lord Himself, according to His humanity, has chosen not to know when, but only the Father. No one can decipher the day or the season. I said this last Sunday, it's worth repeating again. If you hear someone say that they know when it is happening, you can assume that they don't know what they're talking about. Amen. And the problem that Jesus addresses is the problem that not only did they not know when it is coming, but so many people were unprepared. And he compares it to the days of Noah. When God had Noah preparing the ark, building this boat in which 8 people would be saved, rescued through the water and be given a new life for 120 years, building the ark. And the rest of the world around them was simply going about their daily business with no awareness of what was coming. And that's the issue. The issue isn't that they were eating and drinking or marrying and giving in marriage. Those things are all fine. And many of us, I'm sure, on Thursday in particular, were eating and drinking as well, enjoying our Thanksgiving meals. The problem that Jesus addresses is that so many were doing these things of daily life without any awareness or understanding that this day was coming, that the day was looming, that the flood was about to wash over the world and take them away. They were not ready. Maybe they thought that if they knew the day or the hour, they could get ready. You know, Noah, tell us when this day is going to be. We'll put it on our calendar with a star. We'll make sure there's a calendar alert to come up. And then I'll get ready. But the point was that they needed to be ready then. Each day. Every day. Going about their daily life to be ready. We could say that Jesus is addressing a people of his day like a people of Noah's day who had a confident carelessness. Confident carelessness. They either assumed that when the day came, they would be fine. They were good people. They hadn't done anything terrible. They tried to lead decent lives. People who were distracted by the delights of the world, feasting and pleasure-seeking without any gravity, without any awareness of the gravity of the situation. And the day broke upon them in Noah's time, when the flood came and washed them away. The day of the Lord is coming. Be ready is the call. Ready for what? I think that if we were to describe our lives, we might say that we're constantly getting ready for something. Getting ready for work, getting ready for play, getting ready for the holidays, getting ready for living nativity. We had a lot of that going on yesterday. Getting ready for Christmas. We're always getting ready for something. But our Lord would have us know that the thing we are getting ready for is Him. He is the one who is coming. And He would have us be prepared, not simply for all these other things in life, not for today and tomorrow and December 25th. He would have us be prepared for that day when He returns in glory. But we don't know the day or the hour either. We don't know the day or the hour, and that is why He would invite us to be ready and prepared by hearing His word. It is the scriptures that make us ready for the return of Christ. And He would have us be ready by receiving His holy and precious gifts, Holy Communion, and returning to our baptism in repentance. Because we don't know when that day or hour will come. And He does not want to find us in confident carelessness. I'm sure we can all think of moments in our lives, maybe moments in the past year or the past week, when we would not have wanted our Lord to return and find us doing that or having said that or thinking that other thing. He does not want us to be confidently careless, but to be ready and prepared for His return. And our readiness for His return is not just based on the evils that we find in our life or in the world around us. That varies from time to time, day to day. But He would have us be ready in view of the certainty of His coming, which will be at the time of the Father's choosing, so that we would not fritter away our time or our lives now. We would not live lives of evilness or wicked, but we would turn away from our sin and be like the servants who are faithfully awaiting the Master's return, making use of the gifts and the time that He has given us. Be ready. Jesus was always ready. He was ready for the things that He had to face. He was ready for the day of judgment that He knew was going to come and fall upon Him, a day of darkness and of wrath and of gloom. The day when the nails would be driven into His wrists and the crown of thorns placed into His head. If you read through the Gospels this Advent, read through one of the Gospels thinking about how Jesus is preparing Himself, readying Himself for the task that He will take on. It started even before He was born, but I think especially about the temptation in the wilderness. After he was baptized, Jesus went up into the wilderness and he faced Satan because he knew that through the course of his entire ministry, up to the very day of his death, he would be facing off with the evil one. And he began doing it right away, facing the temptations that were sure to come and triumphing over them by the word of God. And as a bookend to that temptation, I picture our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane, having fed his disciples with his Last Supper, having sung hymns, he went out to the garden and he knelt down and prayed. And you might remember he brought with him Peter, James, and John. They stayed a little ways off, and Jesus encouraged them to watch and pray, to stay awake and be ready. And then he went a little farther away and he prayed. He prayed that the cup of his suffering and judgment might pass. He prayed that the wrath of God that was about to fall would not have to fall on him. And then he prayed, most beautifully and wonderfully of all, "Thy will be done." He was ready for what he had to face. The disciples, however, were not ready. Every time Jesus went back to them, he found them sleeping, dozing, unprepared for what was to come. Jesus knew that the day had arrived, the day on which he was to stretch out his arms in love and in life for the world, the day on which the judgment would strike him instead of us, and he was prepared to take that on. He knew that the time and season had arrived. And our Lord approached that day not with confident carelessness, but with a confident hope. Can you imagine dying like that, saying, "Into your hands I commend my spirit"? The confidence that he had to do what he came to do, the readiness that he was prepared for, that he might accomplish what is needed for your salvation and for mine. And our Lord would have us be ready as well. That is why he invites us here to watch and pray. Not just once, but again and again and again. Every Sunday, it's like our Lord meets us as we come in and he says, "Have you fallen asleep again? But watch and pray. For temptation is sure to come. And the day is on the horizon. And I will be coming again in glory. Therefore, stay awake. For you do not know on what day your Lord is coming." And if a thief knew, or if a master knew when the thief was going to be breaking in, you'd better be sure that he would be prepared for it. "Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." And we are made ready. We are made ready not by our own holiness of life, but rather by our turning away from our sin and crawling on our knees before our Lord and saying to him, "Lord, have mercy on me." We come today not patting ourselves on the back, saying, "Lord, I've done everything I need to. I'm ready. You can come now." But saying, "Lord, I've been so ill prepared. Prepare me again. Make me ready with your own forgiveness, life, and salvation." Because that is what we need to be ready for his return. Our Lord has prepared an ark as he did in the days of Noah. An ark in which we can find safety and rescue from the judgment that is on the horizon from the day of our Lord's return. It is the ark of his church, where Christ rules with his forgiveness and mercy. Our Lord has come here and gathered you to this place that you might not be caught unaware or unprepared, but that when the day comes, you might be covered with his own blood, that your sins might be forgiven in his name, that you might have his very life and salvation coursing through your body, so that when he returns again, we can hold our head up high and say, "Lord, we've been waiting for you, and we've been watching for you, and we've needed you and longed for you. Come again in glory, dear Lord." And until that day comes, Lord, prepare us to live in this life to love one another as you have loved us, to do what is right and just with respect to our neighbors, to carry out our daily lives of eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage and going to work and going to school, but help us to do these things aware and awake to you and to your coming again. St. Paul says that the hour has come for us to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. We could say that salvation is nearer to us now than when we first walked into church this morning. Every moment of every day draws that salvation nearer. The night is far gone and the day is at hand. And so let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. And let us walk properly as in the daytime. Let us put off our sinful desires, the things that would make us not ready for our Lord Jesus Christ, but let us put him on again today with all his righteousness, that he might find us clothed in his white and holy robes when he returns again in glory. For our Lord returns again, not to condemn the sinner, but to save those who have turned to him in hope. And so we have today again. We turn to our Lord and say, Lord, have mercy on us anew this day. Grant us your forgiveness and your salvation so that we will be ready when you return in glory. In Jesus' name, amen.